Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. As always, I hope your week and your Friday have been amazing, and I hope you have something fun planned for this weekend. As I mentioned last week in the podcast, I have something super exciting that I announced to my Facebook group on Monday. So if you are not in there, what are you doing with your life? Get in the Facebook group. But if you're not in there, I wanted to announce it here as well. So if you're interested, you can go sign up and get registered. So what I had to announce is a free challenge for you guys. It's going to be 4 days of life and health coaching, and it will take place in my private Facebook group. It's called Rebel Against Diet Culture, and we are going to talk all things mindset, weight loss, emotional eating, all of those things. So if that is something that you are interested in, that sounds like something you want to take part in, I am going to be doing a giveaway of $1,000 worth of Rebel Mama goodies on Wednesday. The challenge starts on September 25th and runs through Thursday, September 28th. And so to sign up, you can go to NicoleYoungCoaching.com/Rebel Challenge. And I will also have that in the show notes. So run over there and get signed up, and I will see you in there. It's going to be fun. So what I wanted to share with you guys today is a list of things that I believe regarding health and wellness. There's so much noise out there in the fitness industry, in the wellness industry, in the mindset industry. There's just so many things out there that I wanted to kind of make a list of where I stand, and this list is obviously not all inclusive, but I just took a few minutes and jotted down. I have 9 things that I wanted to share that will kind of just let you know where I stand. I've talked about it before. Many of you know that I am a life coach that specializes in weight loss, so you could call me a health coach as well. I am certified in both, but I wanted to just share where I stand. Like I said, there's so many different takes on things and different thoughts, and, you know, to each their own. But this is where I stand, and this is how I feel about things. Obviously, at some point, things can change as we are always evolving. But for now, this is where I stand on these 9 different topics. So number 1 is that I do not believe that foods are good or bad. So what I mean by that is I believe that there are foods that have more nutritional value and there are foods that have less nutritional value. But when you eat Oreos, for instance, and instantly begin to shame yourself because they're trash and they're junk, and go on this whole tirade with yourself, shaming yourself because you're eating junk and you're never going to lose weight that way, that food's not bad. What's bad is the way you're talking to yourself. And if you put it in the context of you eating an Oreo with your grandkid while you're swinging on the porch and talking about their day, that's not a bad food. And honestly, your body's going to use that more than if you were to eat a salad, but you're all stressed out and tense and, you know, just having a horrible day. So a lot of it is in context. And so overall, foods are not good or bad. And I have definitely been, as I've been on this health journey, I've definitely been guilty of saying to my children who love to eat those kind of foods that they're eating, like, stop buying that trash, stop eating that junk, those kind of things. And while I think there's a balance and I think that we need to eat the less nutritious foods less often, I don't label them good or bad because I really don't believe they are good or bad. Like, food is not moral. It doesn't make you a better person or make you a worse person by the food you eat. So food is just food, and it's just either more nutritious or less nutritious. Number two is that skinny does not equal healthy. There's so many places, you know, I just said that I'm going to be doing this event live. And so you're going to see me on camera, and I'm going to be very upfront and honest that I'm not done with my weight loss journey. I'm still on the journey. I'm still learning what works for me. My mindset is crazy farther ahead than it was when I started. And I have lost like 14 or 15 pounds. It's been a while since I've weighed, but I still have a lot of weight to lose. At the same time, I know that the Lord was telling me it was time to move forward in coaching and to help women in this area, because it's emotional eating and the mental space around health and wellness is just something that's not talked about enough in the diet world and the fitness world, whatever you want to call it. But skinny doesn't mean that you're healthy. And for me right now, there are some health things that I'm working on. If you were to see me on the street, you'd think I was really healthy. If you were to watch me work out, you would think that I was very healthy. Like, I can lift heavy. I do combat type workouts where I'm just kicking butt for an hour. I sleep well. Like, my digestion is well at this point. I've been working with a naturopath on that. But having skinny be the end goal doesn't mean that you're going to be healthy. Like, you can absolutely shame yourself into eating foods that will absolutely make you lose weight, or not eating, or things like that. But just because you get down to whatever you consider skinny doesn't mean that you dealt with your stress. It doesn't mean that you dealt with any like sleep issues that you have. It doesn't mean that you're well hydrated. It doesn't mean that your body is using the nutrients that you're putting in it. It doesn't mean that you have good relationships. So I would just encourage you not to have a certain pant size or a certain weight be your end goal, because that doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy. What we do in my coaching programs is we focus on changing your mind so that no matter where you're at, what the scale says, you're okay to be there, and you're okay to be in the process, and you can be happy with life and engage in your life now where you're at. And you can take it slow so that habits actually like take root. So that is what we talk about in my coaching program, which is a lot of why it's called Rebel Mama Health and Wellness, is because it's rebelling against the culture that says you need to be skinny. You need to be skinny tomorrow. You need to be beautiful. Like, you need to do all these things to basically be worthy. And I just don't buy that. I believe you get your worth from the Lord. And so, yeah, at the end of the day, skinny is not our goal. Number three is I believe that extra weight does have an effect on your health. On the flip side of the skinny coin is this movement saying health at any size, or basically they're trying to take away fat shaming, which I 100% agree with. I don't agree we should be fat shaming anybody. But at the same time, if you're severely overweight, you may not know what's going on inside your body. You may feel like crap and you don't even realize it because it's so normalized, or because you're so used to it. And it also may be that it's just a matter of time before, you know, you start having achy joints, or you become pre-diabetic or diabetic, or you are diagnosed with an autoimmune. Like, there's so many things that extra weight, that stress that it puts on our body. I don't believe that just throwing everything away and saying it is what it is and I'm just going to stay overweight, I feel like you're asking for problems. And, you know, eventually things will start to happen. It's very seldom that, you know, you see an old person that's very overweight that doesn't have a ton of medicine bottles and a ton of health issues. So I don't subscribe to the health at every size. Like I said, I still have a lot of weight that I want to lose, but you would think I was healthy, but I don't feel that that just gives me a free pass to just continue on as I am. Like, I know that I need to get myself in a place that is actually healthy for my body, that will be healthy in the long term, and that will let me continue to be independent into, you know, my senior years, and to be, I've mentioned a couple of times that I'm having a grandbaby in December, and I want to be able to be active with him, you know, when he's older and in sports and those kind of things. So that's number three, is that I do believe that extra weight does or will have an effect on your health at some point. Number four, I do not believe that you need to go on a diet to lose weight. In my program, I teach four simple basics, and there's a couple other things that we also incorporate, and they're very simple. In fact, any of you that have gotten my ebook, if you haven't, there's a link in the show notes. Anybody that's gotten my ebook knows that when you read it, you probably are just like, that's too easy. Like, that would be way too easy. The problem is when we start to incorporate the super easy things, we get into mind drama and we don't follow through. And so that's where my coaching comes in. That's why I call myself a life coach, because I feel like even to incorporate super simple, back to the basics weight loss techniques, you have to deal with your mind. You have to deal with your mental chatter. You have to deal with the thoughts that turn into emotions and the emotions that drive your actions. We need to deal with all of those things. So I don't believe that you need to go on a diet to lose weight. I do think that you need to get back to the basics of being healthy and what causes those things, you know, what causes you to be healthy. And you also need to deal with the mental side of it. Number five, I do not think that it's vain if one of your goals is just to look better. It makes a huge difference. I mean, that is one of my goals. I do want to look good. I do want to look good for my husband. I do want to look good in a pair of jeans that I like just because I like them. I want to be able to walk into a store and pick anything I want and know that it's going to look good on my body. But that gives me confidence to show up. And so if that's your goal, don't let anybody talk down on that. It doesn't always have to be like these super deep, you know, things that you come up with for why you want to lose weight. If you want to lose weight to look better, there's so many benefits that come out of that, that it's not a problem. And the thing is, can you take it too far? Yes, absolutely. Just like anything, you can take it too far. But if you know, you're just looking to look good so that, like I said, you feel good in front of your husband, you feel good if you can go into a store, I don't believe that there's anything wrong with that. Number six, I believe that I've heard this phrase before, that genes load the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. And I believe that 1000%. So I don't believe that because you have a family history of diabetes, you're going to necessarily end up diabetic. I don't believe that if you have a history of heart disease, you're going to necessarily end up with heart disease. However, I do believe that your risk is probably significantly higher. So if you don't take care of your health and treat your body well, you could very well end up with those things. And at that point, a lot of people are just like, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen because, you know, my parents have it, my grandparents had it, and da 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 da. Like, no, like, it's your lifestyle that puts you there. You didn't have to treat your body the way they did and end up with that. And sometimes you do end up with it. It's just the luck of the draw. It is what it is. But for the most part, people use that as a pass, again, to do whatever they want to do because my whole family has it, so I'm going to get it anyways. I might as well live however I want, and that's not necessarily true. Number seven is I believe that you can work towards clearing up things that are chemically or toxic, for lack of a better word, I guess, without making yourself go crazy over it. And I kind of fall into this trap. I have to be very careful and watch myself because I'm trying to clean up the toxins in my home. Like, I've cleaned out laundry detergent and laundry soap, that kind of thing. I try to do, like, I've done my makeup to, I've switched my makeup to clean makeup, shampoo, conditioner, all those kind of things, like dish soap, dishwasher soap, the cleaners that I use. Slowly, I've been replacing all of that stuff. And it's the same way in the food. I've heard the term lately that's scrunchy, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, but it just makes me laugh because I think scrunchy is hilarious. It's like I go and buy all organic produce, but then I'll stop and grab a Diet Pepsi on the way home. Like, I'm making strides towards being more natural and using more natural ingredients and staying away from the things that really are not good for our bodies. But I still live life as well. We're getting ready to go camping this weekend, and I bought some Zevia, which is sweetened with stevia, kind of as a replacement for pop. But I also bought some Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda Zero because I like it, and we're going to be camping, and I don't normally buy that. So I think there's a very fine line. I think it's okay to be able to work towards becoming more non-toxic in your life, because those things really do have an effect on your hormones, and your hormones have an effect on your health and your weight and everything. But I can get to where I'm so focused on it that it like freaks me out to have anything that has any kind of chemical in it. And it's just not good for the stress. Like, the stress is not good on me. It's not good on my cortisol. I already tend towards higher inflammation, and cortisol can cause inflammation. And it's just a whole downward spiral. So at the end of the day, I do what I can. I make good choices where I can. But at the same time, like, it's not something that I'm going to stress over anymore. Like I said, I'm going to keep moving forward slowly. But there are still times that I'm going to eat fast food, or I'm going to eat some chips or whatever, and not necessarily like healthify every single thing that comes in contact with me. Number eight, this kind of goes along with the same thing, but obsessing over food or assessing every single thing that goes in your mouth is worse than eating like the so-called junk foods. So stress is so big. And if you're eating in a stressed state, your body has blood diverted everywhere but your stomach, because you're in fight or flight mode. And so it doesn't know if you're trying to run from a bear or a tiger, or if you just had a fight with your boss. So having any kind of outside stress like that is not good for weight loss, because it's not good for your digestion. It's not good for hormones. It's not good for any of those things. And so when you get to a point, and I've almost been to this point where it's like an orthorexia, where, I think I said that right, orthorexia, easy for me to say, right? Anyways, but it's where you obsess over every single thing you put in your mouth. And I've done this so many times where I swear that I'm going to eat clean, and then I didn't prepare enough food for something, and I'm in a hurry, and I just refuse to eat it because I can't grab a peanut butter and jelly, because that would be white bread and there's sugar in jelly. And, you know, I can't have that. I said, I'm not going to eat that. And so I would just like literally be starving myself to the point of getting shaky and stuff, like having blood sugar issues, because I was so obsessed with, I said I was going to eat clean, I'm going to eat clean. But that stress is so bad for our bodies. And it's no different than taking like the toxins out of your home. You want to be able to have a balance. You know, you want to be able to prepare so that you have the things that align with your goals. But at the same time, you know, a lot of times my husband will come home and I will go do some errands with him for his business or whatever. And if I haven't eaten something and he wants to go out to dinner, like, I'm going to go out to dinner and I'm not going to stress about it. And like I teach in my program, once I'm hungry, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to eat till I have enough. Like, I'm not going to stuff myself just because I'm at a restaurant. And I'm not going to freak out if, you know, there's croutons on my salad because I said I wasn't going to eat gluten. Like, things just aren't that serious. And bringing the stress into it just makes it that much worse. So that is number eight. Just don't get into food obsession. That's something we go a lot deeper on in my coaching, but that is another point of something that I believe. And so the last one is number nine. And again, like I said, life coaching for weight loss, because I think life coaching is so, so important when it comes to lasting, not just weight loss, but also health and wellness in general. And that is that your mind is the most important piece of weight loss. And if you don't learn to control that, your weight loss is not going to be lasting. If you don't learn to replace the food with whatever, if you have an emotion and you eat food and you take that food away, you never dealt with the emotion. And so you're either going to replace it with something else unhealthy, or you're going to return back to the food, or you're just going to live in a space of constant stress, which we already discussed is not good. So it's so important to be able to be very aware of things when you're trying to lose weight, be very aware of where your mind is at and why it's wanting you to eat certain things and why it's trying to sabotage you and all of these things. And if you get a control of your mind, it changes everything. It doesn't just change in how you eat and your weight loss and your health journey. It'll change in every area of your life. It'll change your relationships. It'll change, you know, how you interact with your kids and how you interact with your friends. And it just changes everything. And it's just such an important part of all of this. And so I hope that these were helpful to you. I hope they gave you a little bit of insight into where I'm at and what I'm about and what I believe. And I'm sure at some point there's going to be some more added to this. But for now, that is where I will end it. Again, don't forget to go sign up for the challenge, NicoleYoungCoaching.com/rebelchallenge. And I will see you guys again soon. Bye.
If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.